Now, on the line, I have Kira Peters, and she is the spokesperson for Brain Tumour Ireland. And we're going to be chatting about Wear a Hat Day and the over 400 people that are diagnosed with a brain tumour in Ireland each year. Good morning, Kira. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm in great form. Great form,
thank
God. And I believe we caught you on the road. Sorry about that. You got called to a meeting and we're interrupting you on your way.
No, not at all. I'm actually parked outside Whitehall Church at the minute. That's divine inspiration beside me.
Sure, Lord save us. You're only across the road from us. We're just over at Northside Shopping Centre, just down the road from Northside Shopping Centre. So you could have dropped in.
I nearly could have, yep. Maybe next year.
Well, that's it. Would you tell us a little about Wear a Hat Day?
Yes, so I might give you a little bit of a background about the charity as well. So Brain Tumour Ireland was founded in 2012 by the family of a lady who sadly lost her battle to a brain tumour that year, Ronnie Feely. And I suppose the family really felt they were alone, they'd no one to talk to, nobody kind of understood what they were going through. And so, like most charities, they sat around the kitchen table and they formulated a plan. And that was the start of Brain Tumour Ireland. So since then, we've now got a national coordinator and we've got a central office and everything's kind of rooted through Fiona in that office. And that's where all the hard work happens.
And Wear a Hat Day, how's that work?
So internationally, Brain Tumour Awareness Week, it will be running from the 26th of October until the 2nd of November. So we're kickstarting our event a day early on Friday the 25th with Wear a Hat Day. So the premise behind it really is just to raise awareness of the incidence of brain tumours. And as you said, on average, about 400 people will be diagnosed with a brain tumour in Ireland every year. So we kind of just want them to know that they're not alone and that they've got a support network out there if they'd like to reach out to us and to have a chat about what they're going through. And so Wear a Hat Day really, it started in the UK about 10 years ago, I believe, and we've kind of jumped on the bandwagon over here. So what we're asking people to do is to wear a hat, to post their pictures on social media with the hashtag Wear a Hat Day, and then they can get the conversation started that way. And we're also asking people if they're able to, is to text BTI to 50300 to donate €4 to the charity.
A lot of people don't realise how important when you're going through something like a brain tumour, if you've been diagnosed with a brain tumour or a family member has been, or any other form of cancers and things like that, how important it is to have a support group, kind of we'll call it a peer-led support group out there, just to back you up. It gives you great confidence.
Yeah, completely. Like any diagnosis, you know, it's frightening and for anybody. And so we've got a kind of various networks that we use for people to talk to us. So we've got an info@braintumorireland.com and they can email us that way. We've got a phone number that Fiona would run Monday to Thursday. That's 085-721-9000. And then they can contact us on Facebook if they want to touch out. But we've also got a network of people who are living with brain tumours and they're always happy to talk to people as well if anybody would like to talk to them, with different types of brain tumours also.
Yeah, as you said there, we said 400 people a year are diagnosed with brain tumours in Ireland. And what is it that and maybe a little off on this, but what is the prognosis for somebody nowadays who is diagnosed with a brain tumour?
It completely varies. Now, treatment options have changed considerably in the last 30 years. So it's very hard to answer that, to be honest. But we've got an awareness campaign with GPs at the minute just for early diagnosis and just the signs and symptoms to look out for if a GP might consider it could be a brain tumour.
Could you just enlighten the listeners what might be some of the signs or symptoms?
To be honest, it's kind of hard really to talk about diagnosing brain tumours because the symptoms can be so varied. But I'd say this generally, if you're looking across the kitchen table at your family member and you think something isn't quite right with them, with their mental health or their physical health in any respect, just go to your doctor and have a chat with them about it and then you'll hopefully get the all clear and then.
Are you still there?
I am, yes.
Yes, so sorry, I thought I had lost you there for a second. And this is all happening tomorrow, Friday the 25th. And it's an expensive thing to run an organisation's support a support group like that. A lot of people think it's literally just, having a phone number and then sure anybody can call in. But there's a lot of things behind it. Support materials and things like that that you have to get together for people. It must be expensive to run the organisation.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the people who've supported us over the years. People do great things, really. The fundraisers that people do, we're astounded year in and year out for all the hard work that people do for us. So I'd like to thank everybody for that. Really, I suppose, from a personal perspective, I'm a volunteer on the board. I lost my dad in 2016 to a brain tumour. So I just do it for fun and just to give something back and to hopefully be a help to somebody else who might be in the situation.
And you're particularly calling on people in Dublin to wear a hat. Now, is this that you're asking to go out and get a Dubs hat and to wear it?
Well, now, I'm from Carlow, so I can't really be supporting Dublin. I can't be advocating for Dublin all the time. No, it's a national event. We're asking people across the country to wear their hats for us and to use the hashtags on social media. But they can wear any sort of hat. But this year, we're working with the millionaire Deb Fanning, who's also a Dub. And she has kindly given us a hat for the craziest or the most creative selfie that we receive over the next 24 hours. So people can watch out for that online and see their competition, really.
Oh, that's absolutely excellent. So you take your selfie, you send it in to, I'm going to have to pull my sheets here together, you text it in to 50300, so that's 50300, by doing that, and you put in BTI and you're donating €4, but then you could also be in there for winning a hat as well.
There's kind of two separate streams to it. So we're asking people to take their photo or their selfie and post that to social media separately from the text BTI to 50300. That's kind of a separate thing we do. It's kind of like the Ice Bucket Challenge, that you can take part in the activity and then text separately if you'd like to.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you'd encourage people to maybe tag their friends on that as well to get them involved.
Completely. That'd be great, yes.
Absolutely. It has been an absolute pleasure, Ciara, chatting to you. I know you're busy and you need to get to your meeting and I don't want to hold you up, but maybe you would just remind people where they can get the information about brain tumours and also how they can donate.
So certainly all the information about the charity is on braintumorireland.com, and we also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page and also on Twitter. So they can reach out that way. And then in terms of Friday for Wear a Hat Day, we're asking people to take a selfie, to post it with hashtag Wear a Hat Day to social media. And then if they'd like to, they can text separately BTI to 50300 to donate €4 to us.
Excellent. Safe travels.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All the best, Ciara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye.